The following program contains the opinions of its host and guests, not those of this network. The opinions expressed are for non-commercial informational purposes only. Listeners are cautioned not to rely on program content to treat or prevent disease, but are advised to consult with a licensed healthcare professional where they live for diagnosis and treatment of disease.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, this pandemic thing, you know, continues to smolder along. We in the USA are doing better. We're not perfect. We're doing better. The number of daily cases have dropped from about 75,000 per day to about 38,000 to 50,000 per day. And, for instance, yesterday, the number of cases of the coronavirus in the USA was 33,590,774. Today, it's 33,625,422. Okay, the number of dead goes up a little bit less than 1,000 on the average, sometimes 1,200 per day, but it's just about 600, 700, 800 when it comes to number of deaths. Yesterday, we had 597,865 dead. Today, so far, we've had 598,542. So we've gone up just about, 1,000. That's about right for us. India is still spiking at about 350,000 to 500,000 per day. Every 3 days, it hit a million. Let's see here. Yesterday, the number of infections in India was 23,703,665. Today is 24,046,800. So this was the third day, went up. And, of course, our deaths go up at a rate of about 3,500 to 4,000 or 5,000 per day. Yesterday, they were at 258,317 dead. Today, they're at 262,317 dead. The Philippines are going up at a steady rate. They have 100 million people, and there are 1,124,724 infections as of yesterday, and 18,821, almost 19,000 dead. Vietnam, with 97 million people, have 35 dead. Not 3,500, not 35,000, just 35 dead, versus 19,000 dead in the Philippines. They have 3,710 infections versus 1.2 million. Okay, so what's the difference? Well, in Vietnam, they're sort of located centrally in the Pacific. And so First World War, Vietnam War, Korean War, Second World War, they have all these military bases, Navy bases, Air Force bases, Army bases for the U.S., Europe, Spain, and so forth. And so they're just, kind of beat to death in the Philippines, okay? And that's why they have such a high rate. In Vietnam, they've stayed Asian, okay? They've stayed Asian. That's why they only have 3,700 infections and 35 dead versus the Philippines, who are sort of mixed now. And all of their hotels and restaurants and entertainment caters to the military personnel of Europe and North America, including the United States. So that's why they have 19,000 dead and 1.2 million infections. This is not difficult, okay? Remember, I'm a pathologist. I read these kind of statistics and figure out what's going on here. I've been doing it for many, many, many years. My original thesis for 20,000 autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. I'm also considered one of the two fathers of the science of epigenetics, which says there are no genetically transmitted diseases and no genetically transmitted birth defects. And then, when you look at what's going on here, this is very simple, and I went through all the European countries yesterday. So let's look at one here. Let's look at Louisiana, okay? Let's look at Louisiana versus Australia. I'm going to be doing a Zoom to Australia tonight. We always, every Friday night, talk to them. Let's look at Louisiana and Australia, they have about the same number of people. New Zealand. New Zealand and Louisiana, they both have about the same number of people, about 5 million people. And Louisiana, they have 46,000 infections and 10,000 dead in Louisiana. In New Zealand, they have 2,600 infections and, 26 dead. Okay, so what's going on there? They both have about the same population. They both have indigenous peoples, in New Zealand and Louisiana. But again, in Louisiana, they're eating like typical Americans. They eat wheat, barley, rye, oats, and they drink wheat, barley, rye, oats. Whereas in New Zealand, they live like Asians. They're eating seaweed and kelp, and they're eating rice and sweet potatoes. And so that's the difference. It's the diet. Okay, it's a cultural diet thing, not a racial thing. Australia, let's compare them to Texas. They both have about 28 million people. Australia has 29,957 infections. Texas has 2.9 million infections. Hey, Australia has 910 dead, not even 1,000 dead, and Texas has 51,000 dead, 50 times. Okay, so what's going on there? Well, again, 40, 50, 60% of the counties in Texas are primarily, 39% Hispanics. And then you throw in the blacks, which are, say, 14%. The indigenous peoples are 4 or 5%. So they have more than 50% of their population are these people who are said to have racial issues with this COVID virus. No, it's their diet. They live on wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Whereas in Australia, even their beer is made from rice. In New Zealand, even their beer is made from rice. Okay, this is not difficult. Okay, and so Texas, you need to live like Australians. Louisiana, you need to live like New Zealanders. And we'll get rid of this COVID thing. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call us on the priority line, 831-685-1080, toll free, 888-379-2552.
Many believe that all life began in the Earth's oceans. We do know that the oceans and seas are still abundant with life and life-sustaining nutrients. Many cultures have long believed in the life-giving properties of plants and sea life harvested from the oceans. Longevity's Oceans Gold is a proprietary blend of seaweeds, algae, mosses, kelp, sea cucumbers, and sea minerals, as well as coenzyme Q10, calcium, and iron, all designed to help support healthy thyroid function, regular heartbeat, normal weight, mood stabilization, and hormone levels. Take advantage of life-sustaining nutrients from the Earth's oceans with Longevity's Oceans Gold.
If you'd like to learn more about nutritional supplementation, call your local Longevity associate. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Longevity distributor today.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And again, this is an ongoing thing on this coronavirus stuff. We can end all this if everybody just eat like Asians and take their 90 essential nutrients, give their bone marrow what it needs to defend them, whether you get the vaccination or not. Remember, vaccines do not kill viruses, bacteria, fungus, or yeast. They just alert you to the bad DNA and RNA. You still have to get your bone marrow in good condition to make white blood cells, T lymphocytes, antibodies, red blood cells, and platelets. Okay, you're still responsible for that. So at any rate, let's quickly today's numbers with Thailand. Classic Asian nation versus Florida, classic Old South state, okay? They both have, let me back up there. Thailand has 66 million, so let's go to Taiwan. That's what I was thinking of, Taiwan. Let's go to Taiwan with 23 million and Florida, 22 million people. So it's Taiwan and Florida. Taiwan has 12 dead, okay? And Florida has, 35,840-something dead, and Taiwan has 1,256 infections, and Florida has 2.3 million infections. The difference is Taiwan is a classic Asian country. They just live on rice and seaweed and sweet potatoes and beans and squash. In Florida, like Texas, 30, 40, 50% of their counties are loaded with Latinos, blacks, and indigenous peoples, so they're eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats. So 2.3 million is a lot more than 1,000, okay? And 35,000, 36,000 essentially dead is a lot more than 12. It's a diet. It has nothing to do with race. It's a dietary thing. If everybody would just listen to me and eat like Asians, take your 90 essential nutrients, wear a mask, use our hand sanitizer, use our colloidal silver, and we'd be done with this pandemic thing in the USA, in weeks. As long as people, I have to have my tacos, my flour tortillas. I have to have my spaghetti. I have to have pancakes and waffles for breakfast. I have to have beer every night. Well, that's fine. Well, if you're going to drink beer, use rice beer from Australia, New Zealand. Drink the old vodka made from potatoes, okay? Red wine is made from grapes and berries. How good does that get? Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, I've got a story headlined, Sweet Danger of Sugar, Eating a High Sugar Diet Depletes Brain Metabolites. And they say it can wreak havoc on your brain. And researchers from the University of Michigan compared two groups of fruit flies, one that was fasting and one that was fed sugar jelly. And then they froze both groups to stop the metabolic process. And they found that the flies fed the sugar jelly had significant lower levels of N-acetyl aspartate, and this NAA, with one of the most abundant brain metabolites, highly concentrated in brain cells. And they found that sugar consumption affected levels of 20 or more metabolites in the flies. Overall, study shows that sugar drastically changed the metabolic profile of the flies' brains. These changes could be fundamentally impacting the brains, how the brain cells work on things like sleep, learning, and memory. So there you go.
Yeah, and of course, human beings are never meant to eat a lot of any one thing. All vertebrates are designed to get the 90 essential nutrients and maintain and repair themselves. And in the old days, we had wood ashes as our source of minerals. In 1882, when we went to electricity, it didn't take many years, and suddenly now we're getting all these diseases. Doctors are calling autoimmune and that kind of stuff because they didn't know they were just simple nutritional deficiencies because they weren't getting the minerals anymore because they didn't have the wood ashes when they used electricity. So it comes down to you got to get to the basic elements of life, oxygen, water, the 90 essential nutrients, percentage of protein, carbohydrates, and fats, and all the bad stuff. And again, this is why we have the books. You get a hold of the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You get a hold of the book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. You get a hold of the book, Hell's Kitchen. You get a hold of the book, Epigenetics. Go to www.drjwallach.com, www.drjwallach.com, and learn how to take care of yourself Learn how to take care of your loved ones, your church mates, your workmates, your neighbors. We'll all be better off. Back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call between noon and 1 Pacific at 831-685-1080. Toll free, 888-379-2552.
If you're looking for a quality multivitamin and mineral product, grab yourself Longevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a blend of plant-derived minerals combined with vitamins, amino acids, and other beneficial nutrients. This all-natural product contains no starch, wheat, or yeast, with no artificial sweeteners or preservatives, and it's glycemic-friendly. Each scoop of the NutriCrystals contain equal amounts of all the nutrients. It starts out as a liquid, then is freeze-dried to ensure each scoop has the same nutrients as the last scoop. So if you want to get your hands on a quality nutritional supplement designed to give the body the raw materials it needs to rebuild, Longevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine is available in 1-pound canisters and also in 30-count on-the-go stick packs. Contact your local Longevity associate and get this great multivitamin and mineral product. And don't forget to ask about the home-based business opportunity.
Imagine a rich, decadent chocolate that's actually good for you. Longevity's Triple Treat Chocolate is just that, an antioxidant-rich dark chocolate complete with probiotics to aid in proper digestion. This all-natural product contains no preservatives, and for those with dietary restrictions, it's gluten-free, dairy-free, glycemic-friendly, and kosher-certified. Not only does Triple Treat dark chocolate taste fantastic, it contains super antioxidant blueberries to absorb free radicals with an ORAC value of 16,936 per piece. Triple Treat Chocolate also contains a proprietary blend of probiotics with over 500 million live healthy bacteria per 8 grams at the time of manufacture, with 80% reaching the intestines, which is much more than most live culture yogurts. If you'd like to learn more about nutritional supplementation, call your local Longevity associate and don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities. You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Longevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Longevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And don't forget our Rebound, our sports drink. It comes in little, what they call sticks, little individual pouches, 30 in a box. Convenient to take. You can give them out as samples if you're going to build your Longevity business, along with your card, okay? And then, of course, we have the cans, 12-ounce cans. And, I'll drink two of those cans a day. And I use these sticks, the little individual servings, one in each of my drinks that I make with my BTT 2.0, my OsteoFX Plus, and the three of those things in that one drink. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Charmaine, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. You were up in on the East Coast for a day or so, picking up a vehicle.
Yep.
Did you notice anything about the people there? Are they all wearing masks?
They pretty much have to, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to wear a mask in a restaurant, but then as soon as you get in the restaurant, you can take it off. Like, obviously, it's hard to eat with a mask on.
Yeah, and so everybody gets the bug when they're in the restaurant.
I don't know if they get the bug or not, but I don't. I just had a friend of ours that you know too. The health department called him about getting the shot. I was surprised. Hunting people down now, trying to get them to get vaccinated. He said, "No, I don't think so."
Yeah, well, they're trying to. I'm getting an echo here, Doug. They're trying to get herd immunity. They're trying to get up to 75-80% of the population vaccinated, which can help, okay? But that's only one small part of it. Vaccines don't kill the bugs, right? So you still need to avoid the bad foods so you can absorb nutrition. What's the worst possible thing, if you take a category of foods, what's the worst possible thing you can eat that's going to really, really make your susceptibility to COVID very high?
Well, it would be gluten, because that's going to make you have asthma, and having asthma makes you vulnerable for not being able to breathe, obviously. And it's definitely
you pick gluten, would you get 100? You get an A+ on that one. But it's worse than that, because you can't absorb nutrition to maintain your liver, your kidneys, your heart, your lungs, your brain, your eyes, your thyroid gland, your muscles, your bones, your cartilage, your blood vessels. All those require these 90 essential nutrients. And if you're eating gluten, even if you're supplementing, you're only going to get a small portion of absorption, because that gluten produces a substance called pro-inflammatory cytokines, which kills the villi, the little finger-like projections in your intestine. So instead of your intestine looking like a shag rug with all that surface there, it looks like a plastic tube. And that's why older people have a hard time with the pandemic, is because their intestines are dead. They've got to give up the gluten and eat like Asians. They can have corn tortillas. They can't have flour tortillas. They can drink the original vodka made from potatoes. They can't drink the new vodka made from wheat. They can drink rice beer made from Japan and China and Australia and New Zealand, but they can't drink beer made from wheat, butter, rye, and oats. But you get an A+ for picking out gluten as your worst possible enemy. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network, with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call between noon and 1 Pacific at 831-685-1080. Toll free, 888-379-2552. Listen to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463. 3463.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewable. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free. 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And before we go to callers, let's compare Thailand, which I wanted to talk about earlier, with 67 million people versus France with 67 million people. And let's see here. Thailand has 518 dead from the coronavirus. France has 107,000 dead. Okay. let's see here. Thailand has 94,000 infections, and France has 5.9 million, almost 6 million infections. Huge difference in infections and huge difference in number of dead. So what's the difference here? Well, France is living on wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Everything they eat and drink except for wine is made from wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Whereas in Thailand, they've remained Asian, and everything they eat is rice and maize and beans and sweet potatoes and seaweed. Okay? This is a cultural dietary thing. It is not a racial thing. Every time you pick out cultures that are different in their eating habits, but they have the same population, I guarantee you the ones that are eating gluten are going to have the worst record of the coronavirus infections and deaths versus the ones that are eating rice, okay, and seaweed. This is not difficult. Okay, let's see here. Doug, let's go to callers.
All right, let's head to California. And Chris, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Well, Chris, you're on the air. Hi. How can we help you? Hi.
Yeah, okay. My fiance has a skin disorder on her neck, and it's
what's it
like,
called?
She's Hispanic. I don't know the name of what it's called. It's discoloration,
okay,
and it makes...
Okay, stop. Stop. Okay, is it pink or red or raised rash?
No.
Dry, crusty?
It's red. It is red under from her scratching it.
Okay, and so she itches. Okay, how old is she and what does she weigh?
And burns. She's about...
What does she weigh?
65.
65?
Probably 100. Yeah. No, she's 65.
As I said, 65. How much does she weigh?
140, I'd say.
Okay. Well, if she's your girlfriend, you should know how much she weighs and how old she is. You should know more details or ask her the questions. Okay. Anyway, Does she have any other issues? Does she have any high blood pressure, diabetes, or arthritis that you know of?
She does have borderline diabetes.
Okay, so pre-diabetes. Okay.
Yeah, and blood pressure, let's see. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well, it's kind of like being pregnant. It's like being a little bit pregnant. If you got high blood pressure, you got high blood pressure. It doesn't matter if it's up 2 points or 10 points, you still have high blood pressure. Does she have any gray hair?
It just started coming in.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, gray. Does she have any varicose veins in her legs or hemorrhoids, bleeding out of her rectum, anything like that?
No.
Okay, so
no.
She does have the gray hair. Okay, Charmaine, what's going on here? This gal's 65 years old, 140 pounds. Let's see here. She's got pre-diabetes. She's got high blood pressure. She's got red itchy skin on her neck. What's going on?
Well, she's got a gluten intolerance for sure. No question.
Well, yeah, and she now, Chris, did you say your girlfriend is Latino Hispanic?
Yeah.
Okay. Does she eat flour tortillas?
No, all corn.
Okay. Does she eat any pond? Does she eat bread?
Yeah, a little bit, but mostly the black bread.
Okay, hang on. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call between noon and 1 Pacific at 831-685-1080. Toll free, 888-379-2552. You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463. 3463.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And Doug, let's go right back to Chris. Okay. Let's see, Charmaine, what are you going to give Chris's girlfriend? Okay, she's got this red itchy skin. I would say it's an eczema kind of thing. She's got high blood pressure. She's got pre-diabetes. And she has gray hair. What's going on?
Well, she's got to get on a gluten-free diet. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. No fried foods, no burnt animal fat, and no oils of any kind. Very important. And then I would get her on a healthy brain and heart pack, and I would add the Sweeties to that, and I would add the Ultimate Daily Classic vitamin D3 for absorption, and I would also give her some MSM because everybody needs it. And all those things should take care of all her problems and clear her skin up. If the diet will help clear.
Yeah, are any of those things genetic?
No.
Any of those things autoimmune?
No, it's either she's causing it from including gluten in her diet and she's not getting nutrients enough to ward off.
Not supplementing,
bad stuff.
Okay, well, give us a call every couple of weeks, Chris. Let us know how she's doing. Because if she gets on a gluten-free diet and takes in 90 essential nutrients with those secret sauces that Char mentioned, and this will be posted, so if you didn't get it all, you can listen to it again and again. It's very simple stuff. These are all nutritional deficiencies, which will disappear very quickly with supplementation and avoiding the gluten so you can maximize absorption. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
All right, let's head to Georgia. And Sasha, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Well, Sasha, you're on the air.
Hello. I was just calling for a follow-up. I called because I had ONA, and I had got that after I had braces, and I got the braces because my face was crooked and my teeth started spreading as a teenager.
Okay, stop for a minute. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Now, Charmaine, before we go any farther, Sasha has ONA, optic nerve atrophy. She had to go to the orthodontist because her teeth are all piling up and her face is all crooked. What's happening here? She's 19 years old.
Osteoporosis of the skull.
Well, how can she have osteoporosis of the skull? She's not a 70-year-old woman that's had 10 kids. What's going on here?
Because it may even be a gluten problem. I mean, everybody eats bad, usually, if they don't watch it. And once you eat gluten and stuff, you're not able to absorb nutrients, and then you're not absorbing calcium and things, and then you can get osteoporosis of the skull.
Okay, now how much do you weigh, Sasha?
I'm 133, but I'm already taking. You guys already told me what to take for it, and I've been taking it, and I've been feeling pressure in my teeth, and the progression of like my vision is really slow, but it is getting better. I just wanted to know if I should take my braces off because I feel the pressure in my teeth and it's some pain too.
Okay, well, here's where you want to ask the orthodontist. Can you remove some of the braces? Obviously he's going to say he can't do it all at one time, but can he reduce the pressure, because they tighten the wire up and all that kind of stuff? You should go to him and then say, hey, things are getting better on this side. I'm feeling some discomfort, from the wires and the orthodontic stuff in my teeth, and my face is still crooked. Can you reduce the pressure in the braces a little bit? Will that help? And so I would do that by asking that question as opposed to just yanking them off, okay? But, at 19 years old, you should recover very quickly here because osteoporosis of the skull is not an age thing. It's a nutritional deficiency thing. It's extremely common. That's why there's orthodontists. That's why there's dentists for teenagers that have their teeth all crooked. That's why there's ear, nose, and throat doctors. That's why there's hearing doctors that put devices in, cut a hole in your head and put a device in because you got osteoporosis of the skull squeezing your auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. You get Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia. ONA, optic nerve atrophy, is very common. And you get pressure in the eye, you get blindness, all this kind of stuff. And it's really not aging. You're only 19 years old. But this is because you are only 19. If you do what Char says, get off all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, and take the appropriate supplements to body weight. And then contact us every couple of weeks and give us a status report. Wouldn't hurt to get a hair analysis to see, if you're absorbing. You can get our book, Rare Ursaman Cures. Go to Chapter 9 and 10. Tells you how to collect the hair, where to send it. Don't forget to put the check in there because it won't run the test without the check. And then call us when you get the results of that hair analysis because that's going to give us some specific views on are you absorbing nutrients? Is absorption a major problem still? That'll be very useful information, okay? And so we look forward to hearing from you, Sasha, because your story is going to help lots of young people and middle-aged people. So please, please, get that hair analysis and give us a call when you get the results. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
All right, let's head to Texas. And Jerry, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallach, how are you?
Yes, sir. Fine. Thank you, sir. What's up?
Listen, well, first off, I'm a physician. I listen to your program a lot, and my wife has actually started on your product.
Okay.
The reason that we're calling today...
now, what's your specialty? Are you a GP or an orthodontist? I mean, what's your specialty?
Family practice, in general.
Family practice. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So she has lupus, thyroid nodules, lymph nodes, inflamed lymph nodes. So she is taking...
Okay, I got the thyroid stuff. I don't know if you're on a cell phone or what, but I'm getting a lot of echo here. But I got the thyroid issues. I got lupus. Does she have, with her lupus, she's got to have some rosacea on her face. Does she have any intestinal stuff? Does she have any celiac disease or any ulcerative colitis or anything like that?
Nothing really on the skin, nothing like that. She does have, like, hot spots. She gets hot spots sometimes mm-hmm. on her fingers and toes. She does mm-hmm. have a weakness from the lupus. And but what's bothering the most right now is, like inflamed lymph nodes. Every once in a while, they come and they go.
Okay, now are they... Wait a minute. Are they in her neck? Around the thyroid gland, or are they in her legs, or groin, or where are they at?
It's the posterior cervical, so it's on the back part.
Okay. So, a quick question here. How much does your wife weigh?
About 140.
Okay, and how old is she?
34.
Okay, does she have any high blood pressure, diabetes, or prediabetes?
No. She has antiphospholipid syndrome, and among the other things that I mentioned earlier.
Okay. So antiphospholipid syndrome. How does that manifest itself?
She had clots in her legs a few years ago. Treated with an anti-clotting medications and been
okay. So blood clots. Okay.
Again. Yes.
Okay. So Charmaine, what's going on here with Dr. Jerry's wife? Okay. She's 140 pounds. She's 34 years old. She's got like eight different things. They're diagnosing her with lupus, which is, you know, the medical definition is an autoimmune disease. Do you believe that?
No. It's a nutritional problem, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you do for her at 140 pounds?
I would get her on a gluten-free diet. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. No fried foods. No burnt animal fat. And no oils of any kind. And
she got thyroid issues.
Yeah, and she needs Ocean's Gold, and I would get her on a healthy brain and heart pack, and I would also add the Ultimate Daily Classic, vitamin D3 for absorption, and she needs the MSM, too. I'd get her on the MSM. Also, because the brain and heart pack comes with EFA and EFA Plus, that will stop the blood clots from happening.
Yeah, blood clots are caused by deficiency of omega-3s, and so Char is exactly right. Dr. Jerry, and the thyroid issues go away very quickly with the Ocean's Gold, but you also got to get her off of cruciferous vegetables. That's Char's favorite thing. I'm surprised she didn't mention it. No cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, or kale. Call us every 2 weeks. We're going to walk you through this. We want you to be one of our heroes here, Dr. Jerry. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. Aromatherapy oils have been prized by ancient cultures for thousands of years. Longevity's ancient legacy, True Aromatherapy, is no exception. Essential oils are the fragrant life essence from plants that are gently removed through the process of steam distillation. Longevity's ancient legacy essential oils are of the purest concentrations from the most respected and ethical distillers worldwide. Many of Ancient Legacy's oils come directly from families in the East which have been distilling essential oils for over 100 years. For life's everyday aches and pains, such as sprained ankles, pulled muscles, and other bumps and bruises, try Ancient Legacy Trauma Oil.
which contains essential oils traditionally known to help with pain, swelling, and inflammation. To learn more about aromatherapy and essential oils, contact your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about business opportunities.
If you're the type of person who likes to volunteer and help others, this should interest you. What better way to help people than to help them with improved health? Youngevity has been helping people promote optimal health, among others, for decades. Our approach to health is drastically different than medical doctors, who mostly only treat symptoms. As a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that many common disease states are actually preventable and reversible. Our mission is to help people achieve overall health and wellness and to help educate others to achieve optimal wellness as well. And here's the best part. While helping people with their health and wellness, you'll also be able to build your very own home-based business. For more information, contact your local Youngevity associate. And don't forget to ask about the home-based business opportunity.
You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. And Doug, let's go to callers or emails.
All right, let's head to Florida. And Clarita, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Clarita. Hello. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. I am 40 years old, 110 pounds. Recently started the 90 nutrients as well
okay.
as a few other products. However, I heard you talk about how the heart is normally the back. And so I went to a chiropractor and learned that I have multiple subluxations, pensioners, and causing elevated heart rate. And so I'm noticing a difference since I started the 90 nutrients. However, I have this really bad pressure and loud noise like popcorn in my brain and a protruding vein in the right temple. The doctors are trying to send me to psych or MRI because they think I'm losing it, but I don't know.
Okay, so you got a varicose vein in your temple. Do you have any gray or white hair?
Yes, just started.
Okay. Do you have any varicose veins in your legs or ankles?
In the back of the right leg.
Okay. Do you have you shrunk any in height since you were 20 years old?
No, sir, just a lot of weight loss drastically in the last 3 months.
Okay, but you do have crunchy noises in your back and neck and that kind of stuff.
Yes, back, neck, and inside the head constantly.
Okay, so kind of, and you say there's something going on with your heart rate. Did the doctor say you have tachycardia or maybe AFib or anything like that?
They have not diagnosed it because they keep saying it's psychiatric. However, the heart rate is staying at like between 90 and 107.
Yeah. Okay. So, Charmaine, what's going on here with Clarita? Okay. She's 110 pounds. She's got gray hair. She's got a varicose vein on her temple. She got some on her legs. She's got a fast heart rate, tachycardia. She got tinnitus ringing in her ears. And what's going on?
It's osteoporosis of the skull, definitely.
Okay. So, what would you do for her at 110 pounds?
I would get her on a healthy brain and heart pack, but and then I would, of course, you've got to strain the diet out. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats, no fried foods, no burnt animal fat, no oils of any kind. And then I'd get her to cover everything. I'd get her on a healthy brain and heart pack because it sounds like that would do the best. And obviously vitamin D3 for absorption, MSM, she needs that. And I get her extra bottle of selenium along with that.
Yeah, not from Kroger's, but Arsaline with the 5 cofactor.
Yeah.
Her hair color will come back. And then, let's see here, the tinnitus, the ringing in the ears, the noise in her head, that'll go away. Let's see here. What would you give her? You may have said it, I didn't hear it. What would you give her for her heart? She has a fast heart rate.
Well, I mean, wouldn't the selenium take care of all that stuff?
Yeah, but I would also make sure there's plenty of good circulation going through her heart. So I'd throw one more thing in there.
Ultima Daily Classic. I think I did say that, but anyway, Ultima Daily Classic, definitely.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Right. Exactly. I'd go ahead and get 2 bottles of that. You know, you only weigh 110 pounds. I'd take 3 twice a day or 2 3 times a day for a total of 6 a day. That's going to maximize blood flow into the heart, to the coronary arteries, into your brain. But you do have osteoporosis of the skull, and these things are very quickly reversible, particularly in somebody only 40 years of age. Your hair color will come back, which is a good thing, because when you have varicose veins and spider veins and your hair is losing its color, that means you're really at high risk to have a ruptured aneurysm in the brain or ruptured aneurysm in your aorta. And so that's what killed Michael Jackson at age 51. This is all simple nutritional deficiency stuff. And it's usually due to 2 causes. Number one, people are not supplementing. You cannot get everything you need just by eating well. And then also, people are eating gluten. And even if you were supplementing, the efficiency of absorption is way down because you're killing your villi in your intestines. And it sets you up because your immune system requires nutrition in your bone marrow to make white blood cells, red blood cells, platelets, and antibodies. So if you do get the COVID, you're in trouble because you already have a bunch of these red warning lights. And, you know, it wouldn't hurt to get a hold of some books and it's all in your head. Get a hold of that book. It's all in your head. Go to www.drjwallach.com. www.drjwallach.com. It's all in your head. Thank you, everybody. Great stuff today. Thank you, Charmaine. Superlative job as usual. Thank you so much, Doug. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless the Navy SEALs. God bless the American flag. God bless our national anthem. And God bless America.
When those aches and pains in your knees, elbows, hands, shoulders, and back crop up, reach for Youngevity's CM Cream. Put CM Cream on a Q-tip and put it in your ear canal for relief from headaches and sinus pressure, a topical temporary relief from minor aches and pains of muscles and joints associated with strains, sprains, and simple backaches. Why take aspirin or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that can cause stomach bleeding and liver damage? Just apply CM Cream liberally to the affected areas, and within 20 minutes or so, you'll have relief from those nagging minor aches and pains. You'll feel better for up to 4 to 5 hours. So the next time you have achy joints or muscles, do what I do. Reach for CM Cream for relief. And for systemic relief, reach for CM Plus capsules. If you'd like to learn more about nutritional supplementation, call your local Youngevity associate. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.